The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Have I got good news for you, all you mammals, middle-aged men in Lycra, middle-aged women in Lycra, people like me who only exercise mainly at weekends? Oh, I've got great news for you. We've got a new survey which has really been taken over the news wires today. Jinan University in China has found that weekend exercise is just as effective as weekday exercise. It doesn't matter, according to the survey at least, when you do it or whether you spread it out, as long as you do it. And weekend warriors are now really being all over the today, all over the fitness websites are being heralded as the new way that you can make fitness gains without having to go to the gym every day. Not good for gyms, but maybe good for the rest of us. But does it actually work as a regime? I'm joined by Siobhan Byrne, who's the director and owner of Body Burn Training. Good afternoon to you, Siobhan.
How are you doing, Amos?
Very well, but I heard this. I am a hiker. I go on a Saturday. I heave and breathe and do all sorts of strange things, and I don't look necessarily that great. And then I kind of dial down my fitness regime during the week. And according to this survey, I may be okay. What's your own reaction to it?
Yeah, you know what? Listen, myself and my husband Paul are a long time in this industry, and we've gone from being single with no kids and then married, family, crazy work life. And I'm even thinking to myself, yeah, it's great news to me too, because now I can actually go, oh, Grant, I've now got some research to back me up as well about this. But listen, we're all about practical and sustainable. So these are two key factors in this. So what you'll find with a lot of people is, you know, everyday life, especially after COVID again, we've kind of gone back to the craziness of life again. Your Monday to Friday might be filled with work commitments, family commitments, whatever the case may be. They're usually very early starts for people. People are generally very tired during the week. You're trying to cram everything in. You don't have the time, the patience, the energy to get training. And a lot of people are ending up doing their training. Now, we all know people do this because you'll see like your cyclists going out at the weekend where they get the, they have the time, especially in summer, to spend time on those long journey cycles that they couldn't get in during the week because they'd have maybe work commitments or family commitments. So working out the weekend has always been a big thing for people. You're more refreshed, you're more relaxed, you've allowed your body time to recover. So you wake up and you actually probably get a better workout in. So for me, like it would make sense for me to train at the weekend more. I have a very early start in the mornings and I literally have much more energy to give at the weekend. I can wake up that bit later, I get better workouts in, as opposed to during the week when I train,
yeah,
you know, as great a workout in.
Yeah, one of the problems though I see, and again, you'd be more expert than I on this, but you keep your fitness at a certain level. It's kind of care and maintenance of the human body. Take jogging, for example. If you only jogged once a week, yes, it would have some benefit, no doubt about it, but would your aerobic fitness slip? Is 5 days too much of a gap? Maybe 3 days is okay, maybe 2 days is a go, but a whole week going by, do you kind of just sink, or do you just maybe plateau? You don't make any gains at all. Is that a concern of yours, that it's too much of a gap?
Well, you're not going to make gains at like once a week. Like, let's be honest, you're going to, especially if you're at a level, you're going to just keep it ticking over. And any amount of exercise you do is also always going to be more beneficial than not doing anything. But if you think about what's sustainable, if you know, I know people all the time, and you get this every, say, September or every January, when people go, right, New Year's resolutions or back to kind of every day, back schools, back and everything, and I'm going to go hell for leather, go to the gym. And we all know this, it doesn't last training 3, 4, 5 times a week if you've got a lot of other commitments on. So you have to find a balance that suits you. So even in Body Burn, we train twice a week for clients. So we're, say, a Tuesday, Thursday, Tuesday, Friday, whatever the case may be. So that works for people, especially on a strength training basis. Because if you singled out strength training on its own and worked half the body one day and the other half the other day, it doesn't, scientifically, it's proven, it doesn't make a difference if you do that on a Saturday or Sunday, or if you do that on a Tuesday, Friday, because you're hitting each different body part and you're giving it plenty of time to recover.
Well, this survey, yeah, well, this survey cites various forms of exercise. Now, I'll just throw these out there. People might be a little bit skeptical, but one of them is brisk walking. Okay, that's fine. Doubles tennis, again, that's fine. But the third one, pushing the lawnmower. Obviously, somewhat depends on the weight of the lawnmower and the size of your garden. But I mean, I suppose the point they're trying to make is it doesn't have to be the stereotypical jogging around your local park with the sweat on your forehead. You know, you can just do something very brisk that might necessarily be that vegetable, but you can still do it. What do you think?
Absolutely, because if you think about it, we have to move. Okay, moving is really important. And whether you do it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday or Sunday, your body doesn't know which day of the week it is. So just doing it is the most important factor. And then if you can get it in a second time, great. And then don't be kicking yourself if you can't get it in more than that, but at least you're doing something. And this is the key. And this is what starts off a brilliant fitness routine, that you're getting something in. And this is the start of it. And so people kind of give themselves a very hard time going, oh, I haven't got time. I've only got time at the weekend. Well, great. You have time for the weekend. So make a count. Do something you enjoy doing. And whether that's walking with the family, or whether it's, you know, doing a hike, or whether it's just doing some gardening, or going for a run, or going to the gym, that's fine. It's whatever you can manage, what makes you happy, and you can continue doing. Again, practical and sustainable, which means you're going to keep it up.
So listen, it's great news.
Wouldn't it be better to do it once or twice rather than doing it five times?
Something is better than nothing is a simple, succinct message. Thanks for joining us, Siobhan Byrne, who is the director and owner of Body Burn Training. I think it's overall a good message. Don't know about the pushing the lawnmower around the garden, but I suppose we keep coming back to it. It's better than nothing. Lots of texts reaching us about the school uniform issue. You are full of ideas. I'm actually amazed at the amount of stuff coming in here. New uniforms are not needed every year. It's possible to get 2 to 3 years out of a school uniform. I had 5 children going to school. All uniforms were passed down and only the necessary clothing bought. Okay, well, there's a parent you're not going to bargain with too much. We also have Kay in Meath. He or she says, I bought pinafore and jumper and cardigans for my kids in the school when the school organised a second hand uniform sale. Don't know how many schools are doing these, but there are a small selection here that seems to be quite common. I passed on their PE tops to another mum, picked up a tracksuit bottoms in Lidl today for €4. Whew. And very good quality as I used them last year. Using discount codes for books, I taped down the used pages and copies and continue them into next year. Oh, that's brilliant. If there's lots of spare pages, we can afford to buy new, but we choose not to as we think the stuff is overpriced. Okay, just ponder over that. These are great practical suggestions. Keep them in, keep them coming in. 5306.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.